All right, we'll do the laws of prayers. We're up to chapter 127, Kuf Chav Zayin. This is the final siman in the Hilchas Tefillah and laws of prayer. Of course, prayer here means the Amidah. That's what we call the Tefillah. And it has, Uboy Gimel Sifim, there are three subsections over here. And subsection one, the din, the law that we're talking about is Moedim Derabbanan. The rabbi's moedim, when the chazan reaches, the shliach tzibur reaches moedim, we all say what we call the moedim, the rabbanan, the rabbi's moedim. Let's see. Kshagia shatz li moedim, when the shliach tzibur reaches moedim, we thankfully admit to Hashem, shoychim imoy hatzibur, the community bows together with the shliach tzibur, and even if an individual who is still in the middle of his prayer, he's still in the middle of the Amidah Yudches, he too tzarech l'shuach imo. He still also has to bow with the chazan. When the chazan says modim, even if you're in the middle of the Amidah, provided imhu amid b'am tzabrocha, if you're in the middle of a blessing, because in the beginning of a blessing you're not allowed to bow, because that would be adding to what the Chacham Mesed Commission is bar b'siman kuftes, as was explained in chapter 109 and in Sif Beis in subsection 2. Today, and the reason why we all have to bow is kidei shelo yenira ki koifer b'misha chaver mishtachvim loy. He should not appear as somebody who is denying to one who everybody who is friends are bowing to him. So everybody is bowing and you're standing there and not bowing. So it seems like you are objecting, that you're not going along. Everybody's bowing to Hashem, but you're not bowing. So it's not sufficient just to make a small bow. But as the amount of the other bowing in his bar v'siman kuf yud gimel that was explained in 113 in over there, it's in Siv Dalet ubilvat shelo yishchu yoser medai, but provided that you don't bend too much, commission is by Hashem. You got to bend down until all the chulius, all the, I guess, the vertebrae, you know, you're bending down so that everything is sort of stretched out, but not more than that. You can actually endanger yourself if you're doing it more than that. And the community says when they bend, so the first thing is to bend, to bow together with the chazan. But then the community says, Moidim, shu tikun Harbe Chachomim. That was instituted by many sages, which means each sage added a piece to it. So it's like been, it's a combination of many sages. V'nikra Moedim Derabbanan. That is called the Moedim of the rabbis, because the rabbis, there were many rabbis who contributed extra pieces which make up that whole language that we do. V'yesh Emrim. Others say Shechoismim, that you would actually seal the blessing, excuse me, with saying Baruch Atah Hashem, give me a tissue, please. Baruch Atah Hashem, that you'll actually use Hashem's name to seal and say Baruch Atah Hashem, Kel Haidos. But via Hashem Nimshaloi Lachtoim, some people say you don't seal, finish off with the name of Hashem. Lefikich Noigim Lachtoim B'lo Yaskores Hashem. So that's what we do end of, but we don't mention God's name. Baruch Keil HaHidoiz, blessed, without saying Baruch Atah Hashem, but we just say Baruch Keil HaHidoiz, because there's a question whether to say it or not, so we do it without a blessing, we say Baruch Keil HaHidoiz. V'yesh Misha'imer, there's some that say Shetzorich Lishchoiz Gam B'Soif, that also at the end you should bow, when you say Ba'al Sh'anu Meidim Loch, when you say for what, which we thank you, you should bend there too. V'toiv Lochush Lidvorov, and it's best to worry about his words, which means take to bow when we say anu moedim loch. Over there is also the word moedim, also in the loch. Ubimdinas elu haminog loyman hakoil b'schiyah achas. In our countries, the custom is to say all with one bow, mitchila v'atzoy, from the beginning to the end. Afal pish yesh boy hazkore, even though there is God's name there, as ein Lahakpid mishum Hashem zekiv kifufim. So we should not worry about the verse that it says that God raises those who are bent. So how come when you say Hashem, you shouldn't say the bent? Elo b'seif ha-bracha b'tchlos. It's only in the beginning of the end of the bracha. Commission is Bible Sivukov Yud Gimel, as explained Sivukov Yud Gimel in over there in I guess it's the base over there. Okay, subsection 2, base. Yesh mekoymes, there are those places shakohanim noisim kapeim b'chol yom, that the kohen will do the duchanim, the birchas kohanim, they'll do it every day. That's the way they do it in Israel, actually. They do in some places, in Jerusalem, for example, in some places. We'll see in a minute. Ve'ein ha'imnim sham elekeinu ve'lekei v'sein v'lekei v'sein v'lekei v'sein and Siftezvav, and they would not say over there, they don't say Elokeinu, because what we do today is we say bless us with the blessings, so we don't have a Kohen saying it, but we actually say God bless us with the blessings of the Kohanim. But they would actually have the Kohen go up there and do the blessing, so they don't say Elokeinu, Elokeinu. But we made some Kohanim, and if there is no Kohanim to do the Birchas Kohanim, Sarech Hashatz Lema Birchas Kohanim, so then the Shliach Tzibur needs to say the blessing of the Kohanim. Huh? Shehi Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Barcheinu Chulu Ad V'ani Avarachem, until I will bless you. Ovedilas Eilu Barcheinu Ein Emrim Rak Ad Sholim. We don't say the second part of the blessing V'ani Avarachem. V'afilu Kshak Kohanim Noisim Kapeyim even when the Kohanim do the Knesias Kapayim, they raise their hands, still the Shliach Tzibur would say the introduction as we do today, during a time which is not fit for Knesias Kapayim. We don't say Aleph, as explained in Kuf Chof Aleph, in Siv Gimel, like by Mincha, we don't say it. Whenever we don't do the Birchat Kohanim, we don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu either. So, basically, he's saying, in some places you have the Kohen do it, the Kohen will get up and do it. If there's no Kohen, then the Shliach Tzibur does it. And then you do up till Shalom, that's the minig over here. Okay. The community does not answer Amen after the Kohanim's blessing that is said by the Shliach Tzibur, because you don't really need to answer Amen only if you hear the Kohen making the bracha, not the Shliach Tzibur. He's not a Kohen, the Shliach Tzibur, so you don't have to say Amen. You say Ken Yiratzon. It's not a Chabad. Wait a minute. In all the shul, they say Ken Yiratzon. You don't say Amen because it's not really the Kohen doing. Yesh Noigim Lemer Ken B'Seif HaBracha B'Levad. There is some that say at the end of all the bracha, which means after Shalom. Yesh Noigim Lemer Ken Achakol Pasuk, after each verse, Yivarech Shem Shvarecha Ken Yiratzon. V'Noigim Lemer Achakol Pasuk Yiratzon, U'B'Seif Pasuk Gimel Ken Yiratzon Toimim. Those who say after each pasuk Yiratzon and at the end of the third pasuk says Ken Yiratzon make a mistake. Because just saying Yiratzin without saying Kain Yiratzin, so should be the will, it doesn't say anything. You're just saying, let it be the will. What? You're not saying. You have to say Kain Yiratzin. Now, that's not our custom. We do say Amen after the bracha. That's the Ashkenaz do it this way. Sif Gimel, finally, the last Sif in Hilchos Tefillah. Nogu Mdina Seilu Loimar B'Sachris Sim Sholim. In our countries, the tradition is in the morning you say Sim Sholim. Whenever you say Elkein Velkei Avoseinu, you make the blessing of the Birchas Kohanim, you say Sim Sholim. Aval ba'arvis maschilim Sholim Rov. Over there you start with great peace. V'chein b'mincha. Not the chanus Chabad. Chabad also. Afilu ha'shliach tzibur, k'shein ein, ha'imrim Elkein Velkei Avoseinu. When you don't say Elkein Velkei Avoseinu, you say Shalom Rav, you don't say Sim Sholem, not Chabad Nusach. Yes, Maschil Sim Sholem Mincha Shel Shabbos. by Shabbos they would say, because which is the Torah, which we read by Mincha Shabbos. Okay, this concludes the Lord's Prayer, and hopefully we'll do a little review maybe of what we learned in the next order to get to it.